From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has imposed new economic sanctions against North Korea for its nuclear threat, targeting individuals and businesses that finance trade with Pyongyang's regime. Sanctions were imposed 2 days after Mr. Trump mocked North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in a speech at the UN as Rocket Man for his missile test. All of this also happened after a meeting on the sidelines of the UN between President Trump and the leaders of South Korea and Japan.
We've made a lot of progress both on trade and obviously, very importantly, we've discussed in great detail North Korea with also South Korea, as you just saw. So we will continue the dialogue. The relationship has never been closer, I believe, with Japan and the United States.
South Korean leader Moon Jae-in said they don't want North Korea to collapse and he will not seek reunification or absorption through artificial means. President Trump praised Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as a friend who gets high marks for running a very difficult part of the world. Mr. Trump's praise for the Turkish leader came on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, despite tensions between the two countries over the conduct of Turkish security officials toward American protesters outside the Turkish embassy in Washington. The deadly Hurricane Maria threatens and strengthened its approach of Turks and Caicos Islands while continuing to dump some heavy rain on Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, center of the storm approaching the Turks and Caicos and southeastern Bahamas. Storm's maximum sustained winds 195 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say the system could strengthen. This is VOA News. There is no missing child at a collapsed Mexico school, according to a high-ranking Navy official, though there may be an adult still alive in debris, where an intensive rescue effort has been underway after Tuesday's massive earthquake that killed more than 245 people, injured at least 2,000. Here is Mexico's Navy Assistant Secretary Angel Enrique Sarmiento.
We corroborated with public education, with the delegation, and with the school, and all the totality of the children. Regrettably, some are deceased. Others, I repeat, are at the hospital, and the rest are safe in their homes.
Rescue teams in central Mexico have been working around the clock in search of survivors. President Enrique Peña Nieto declared 3 days of mourning for those who have died and expressed the country's condolences to their friends and family. American and Russian military leaders held an unprecedented face-to-face meeting in recent days to discuss the increasing tensions between the Islamic State stronghold of Deir ez-Zor in Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Ryan Dillon, the spokesman for the American-led counter-Islamic State coalition, told reporters via video conference from Baghdad. The coalition and Russian officers shared maps and other data on where their forces were battling in the area. Coalition was maintained that it is deconflicting with Russian forces to prevent unintended mishaps. Thousands of Filipinos rallying in Manila against President Enrique Rodrigo Duterte, that is, and they have warned of what they call an emerging dictatorship. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
Indigenous people, politicians, priests, and left-wing activists marching against their leader's support of a ferocious war on drugs that has killed thousands. Protesters reenacting a spree of drug-related killings that activists say are executions staged by police. Police, however, reject those allegations. Demonstrators say fear is spreading that Duterte would one day deliver on his threat to declare national military rule, like that imposed by late dictator Ferdinand Marcos, whom Duterte has expressed admiration for. The rally's marking the 45th anniversary of the start of that era. However, Duterte won last year's election by a wide margin and has maintained one of the highest public approval ratings of a Philippine president.
Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. Most Asian stock markets fell today as investors turned cautious following new U.S. sanctions targeting North Korea and a China credit rating downgrade. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.